3 hour fashionista is the one and only Joan Lincoln. So you watched the inauguration yesterday and all the beautiful fashions.
Well, yeah, I had a lot of favorites from yesterday. Mm-hmm. And first, let's just talk about the beautiful memorial, the Field of Flags.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
Oh,
200,000 flags.
Oh,
that was beautiful.
I mean, you know, the clothes were fabulous, and yeah, we'll get to that. But that representation and that beautiful memorial, you know, that's what you saw first.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful. And that, you know, burst of color was, you know, followed by the fashion diplomacy, if you will, that was presented to us. There were a lot of very educated, powerful women in that collection yesterday.
Yeah.
But I do want to comment that I have to send out a huge congratulations, not only to Dr. Jill Biden and our Madam Vice President, Kamala Harris, but also to J-Lo and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's thing, it looked like she was in a strawberry. What was up with that?
Okay, but wait. I just have to give them a shout out for descending those steps.
Yes.
And those heels. And you know, J-Lo and Lady Gaga obviously have a bit more experience.
Yeah.
You know, in costumey, you know, attire, but they were lucky they had somebody's elbow to hold on to. I'm going to tell you that.
No, I was watching Jill Biden. I thought her feet got to be killing her. She's wearing, and Kamala too, wearing heels all day long, going up and down those steps. I was afraid.
My bunion was shouting for them. I mean, it was just amazing. But yeah, the outfits, the colors that were chosen yesterday. Not just by the First Lady and the, you know, Madam Vice President, but, you know, Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton. I mean, there was just an array, a burst of color. And I just posted something on my Facebook page, and there was this beautiful picture taken of all the women, and they put them in the order of the rainbow.
How beautiful is that? Now, Kamala wore purple. What was the reason for purple?
Well, purple is about... let me see if I can remember this. Unity, I believe.
Okay.
You know, and bringing things together. And it was also a color that was used on the campaign path for her and her one of her mentors, Shirley Chisholm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Back in 1972. Okay.
Yeah.
So she wore, and it was a beautiful, and it was funny because it was a beautiful color in the sunlight. It looked blue in the shade. Then you walked in the sun, it was like, boom, it was just gorgeous.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what that natural light will do. But, you know, the pearl necklace was represented.
Right.
You know, the necklines were embellished on Dr. Jill Biden. You know, her dress was embellished with pearls. So we have to, you know, just kind of step back and get the messages by these very educated, powerful women.
Now, the purple, the necklace, wasn't that due because of her sorority sisters at Howard University? They wore the pearl necklaces to represent.
They did as well.
Yeah, so that's what she. That was a shout out to her alma mater. Which, by the way, I don't know if you saw the Howard University marching band. They were so happy to be there. They were strutting their stuff. It was exciting to watch that. That was a highlight for me.
Oh, that's great. I did not catch that, but I did catch the interview of her sorority sisters, which was incredibly powerful with all those beautiful sisters.
Now, Michelle Obama wore pants yesterday.
Right.
I didn't see what Hillary was wearing. Did you or
She wore a dress, but
she wore a dress,
you know,
Hillary. Okay, she usually wears the pantsuit. Okay.
Yeah. That usually is Hillary's go-to.
I know.
But kudos to all those women. They all sent a message in their own way through their fashion choices.
And I know that Jill Biden used had like an up and coming designer design her clothes for her.
Right. And you know, I give them credit. You know, for reaching out to the underdog, the small business, the up and coming designers.
Yeah.
Just like when Michelle Obama reached out to Jason Wu. I mean, nobody knew about him until. She wore his gown at the inauguration for her husband.
Well, if I remember my history correctly, I think that Jackie Kennedy, when she kind of made Ole Cassini, didn't she? Because I know he was up and coming. He was pretty good, but I don't know if he was, you know, as big as he became. I think part of it was because of what she wore.
Sure, and that is a perfect example of how powerful fashion diplomacy can be.